Ladies and gentlemen, let me begin with a confession. Nobody, and I mean nobody, truly understands quantum physics. Now relax, that's not an insult to your intelligence. It's a compliment to your courage for being here anyway. Because tonight we're not here to master quantum mechanics. We're here to stop being afraid of it. We're here to see that it isn't mystical nonsense, nor incomprehensible math magic. It's simply nature behaving in a way we didn't expect. And that's where all the fun begins. Look around you. The chair you're sitting on feels solid. The floor feels real. Your body feels like a well-defined thing with edges. This makes sense because at our scale, the universe follows rules that are polite, predictable, and mostly reasonable. But shrink yourself down, smaller than a cell, smaller than an atom, smaller than the nucleus, and suddenly the universe stops being polite. It starts misbehaving. At the quantum level, particles don't behave like tiny billiard balls. They don't have neat positions and well-defined paths. They don't even agree to exist in just one place at a time. Instead, they behave like possibilities, not maybes in the philosophical sense, but real, measurable, mathematical possibilities that interfere with one another, like ripples on water. This is the first shock. Nature is not made of things. It is made of probabilities. Now, let me warn you about something very important. If at some point you think, oh, I get it now, you almost certainly don't. And that's perfectly fine. Quantum physics is not about building comforting mental pictures. It's about accepting that the universe is under no obligation to make sense to our intuition. Our intuition evolved to throw rocks, not to understand electrons. So what is quantum physics? At its heart, quantum physics is a set of rules that tells us how the smallest pieces of reality behave. And those rules are weird in three essential ways. Things come in chunks. Things can be in many states at once. Observing something changes it. Each of these will attack your common sense in a different way. And by the end of this talk, your common sense will be bruised, but still standing. Let's start with the first rule. Things come in chunks. In the everyday world, change feels smooth. You can dim a light gradually. You can pour water continuously. You can walk halfway across a room. But at the quantum level, nature says, no, you get this amount, or that amount, nothing in between. Energy comes in packets called quanta. That's where the word quantum comes from. An electron in an atom can only have certain energies, like a staircase, not a ramp. It cannot exist between steps. You can't negotiate with it. This isn't a limitation of our measuring devices. It's a limitation written into reality itself. Nature runs on discrete pixels, not analog film. Now, the second rule is where things get truly unsettling. A quantum object can exist in multiple states at once, not metaphorically, not symbolically, literally. An electron can be here and there. A particle can go through two paths simultaneously. A system can be in conflicting states until something forces it to choose. This is called superposition. And no, it doesn't mean the particle is secretly hiding its true position. It means the concept of having a single position does not apply until interaction occurs. Reality is fuzzy until it is asked a question. This brings us to the most dangerous word in quantum physics, observation. Observation doesn't mean a human staring dramatically at an experiment. It means interaction. When a quantum system interacts with the world, when information is exchanged, the superposition collapses into a definite outcome, not because the universe cares about consciousness, but because interaction destroys ambiguity. Nature doesn't like undecided situations once information leaks out. And here's the uncomfortable truth. You cannot observe the quantum world without disturbing it. This is not a technical problem. This is not a flaw in our instruments. This is how reality works. At the quantum level, to know is to interfere. Now pause and let this sink in. The universe is not a static machine, ticking along independently of us. It is a dynamic process where questions shape answers. This doesn't mean reality is subjective. It means reality is participatory. And that idea, right there, changes how we think about everything. All right, now we arrive at the experiment that refuses to stay quiet. If quantum physics were a courtroom drama, this would be the piece of evidence that makes everyone shift uncomfortably in their seats. It's called the double slit experiment. And I promise you this, if you understand this experiment, even emotionally, you understand the heart of quantum physics. Imagine a simple setup. You take a wall, you cut two narrow slits in it. Behind the wall, you place a screen that records where particles land. Now let's fire particles, electrons, one at a time toward the wall. Not waves, not a beam, one single electron at a time. Common sense says each electron should go through one slit or the other, hit the screen, and slowly build two piles behind the slits. That's how tiny bullets behave. But electrons are not tiny bullets. When you run the experiment, something outrageous happens. After many electrons pass through, a pattern appears on the screen, a pattern of alternating bright and dark bands. This is an interference pattern. And interference patterns do not come from particles. They come from waves. But here's the problem. We fired the electrons one at a time. Each electron somehow interferes with itself. Let that sink in. There is no second electron to interfere with. There is no crowd effect. There is no hidden companion. Each individual electron behaves as if it went through both slits at once, spread out like a wave, interfered with itself, and then landed as a single dot, not halfway, not smeared, one clean impact. Wave behavior during travel, particle behavior during detection. This is not philosophy. This is what the experiment shows. Now, at this point, a reasonable person says, fine, the electron is a wave. So we get clever. We place detectors at the slits to see which slit the electron goes through. And the moment we do that, the interference pattern disappears. We get two boring piles. No waves, no drama, just particles. Nothing about the setup changed except one thing. We asked the electron a question. Which path did you take? And the electron answered by behaving differently. Not because it got shy, not because it noticed us, but because path information entered the universe. Once the universe knows which slit, the wave behavior is destroyed. This is the core lesson of quantum mechanics. What can happen matters. What is allowed to happen matters. And what information exists matters. Before measurement, the electron explores all possible paths. After measurement, those possibilities are eliminated. Reality does not commit early. It keeps its options open. Now let's be very clear about something. The electron is not deciding. It is not thinking. It is not aware. Quantum mechanics is weird enough without adding psychology to particles. What's happening is simpler and stranger. The electron is described by a wave function, which tells us the probability of every possible outcome. This wave function evolves smoothly, obeying precise mathematical rules, until interaction forces a single result, and then, bang, possibility becomes fact. Here's the part that makes physicists uncomfortable at dinner parties. The wave function doesn't represent our ignorance. It represents real physical possibilities. Until measurement, asking, where is the electron, is like asking, what note is this symphony playing before it reaches the orchestra? The question doesn't apply yet. This is why quantum physics breaks our intuition. We want reality to be like a photograph, static, well-defined, already taken. But reality is more like a live performance. It evolves, it responds, it collapses into outcomes only when interactions demand it. Now you might be thinking, if observation changes reality, does that mean reality depends on us? No, it depends on interaction, not consciousness. A rock can observe an electron. A detector can observe an atom. The universe observes itself constantly. Humans are not special observers. We are just complicated measuring devices with opinions. But make no mistake, this changes how we think about cause and effect. In classical physics, causes come first, effects come later. In quantum physics, the set of possible outcomes comes first, and the actual outcome appears only at the moment of interaction. Nature doesn't roll dice in advance. It rolls them when forced to.
Now, just when you think quantum physics couldn't possibly get stranger, it does something that seems downright rude. It breaks distance. Up until now, at least one comforting idea survived. Things affect nearby things. Causes travel through space. Quantum mechanics looks at that idea and shrugs. Let me introduce you to entanglement. Entanglement happens when two particles interact in such a way that their properties become linked, not correlated like matching socks, but inseparably connected. Once entangled, you can no longer describe one particle independently of the other. They are no longer two systems. They are one system with two locations. Here's a simple way to think about it. Imagine I give you two boxes and ship one to the other side of the galaxy. You open your box and find a red ball. You instantly know the other box contains a blue ball. That's boring. That's classical correlation. Quantum entanglement is not like that. In quantum mechanics, the balls don't have colors until you open the box. Before measurement, the system is in a superposition of red here slash blue there, blue here slash red there. Neither outcome exists yet. But the moment you open your box, the other box, no matter how far away, is instantly determined, not because information traveled faster than light, but because there was never separate information to begin with. Einstein hated this. He called it spooky action at a distance. And he was convinced quantum mechanics must be incomplete. Surely, there must be hidden variables, secret instructions carried by the particles. So physicists tested it again and again and again. Reality took quantum mechanics' side every time. The experiments show something unavoidable. No local explanation can reproduce quantum predictions. Nature is either non-local or fundamentally non-classical. And it turns out it's both. Now let's be careful. Entanglement does not allow faster-than-light communication. You can't send messages. You can't cheat causality. But it does mean this. The universe does not break cleanly into independent pieces. At the deepest level, separation is an approximation. This forces us to abandon another comforting idea, that objects have properties independent of the rest of the universe. In quantum mechanics, properties are relational. Spin, position, momentum. These things don't exist in isolation. They exist only with respect to something else. This is why measurement is so important. When you measure a particle, you're not uncovering a hidden value. You're participating in the creation of a fact. That fact is real, objective, agreed upon by all observers, but it did not exist in that form before interaction. Now here's the punchline that changes everything. Quantum mechanics doesn't describe things. It describes processes. It describes how possibilities evolve, interfere, entangle, and collapse into outcomes. The universe is not a collection of objects moving through space. It is a network of interactions constantly redefining itself. And here's where people usually panic. They hear this and think, so reality isn't real? No, reality is very real. What quantum mechanics tells us is not that reality is an illusion, but that our classical picture of reality is incomplete. The map was wrong. The territory is fine. At large scales, quantum weirdness averages out. Superpositions decohere. Entanglement leaks into the environment. That's why chairs don't pass through walls. That's why time seems to flow forward. That's why the world feels solid. Classical physics is not wrong, it's just approximate. Quantum mechanics is the foundation. Everything else, chemistry, biology, technology, even your own thoughts, rests on quantum rules quietly doing their work. Lasers, transistors, MRI scanners, your phone, your brain, all of it depends on particles obeying laws that make no intuitive sense. And yet, they work perfectly without caring whether we like them. So now we reach the final question, the one everyone carries quietly in the back of their mind. What does all this mean? After superpositions, collapsing wave functions, and particles that refuse to stay separate, it's tempting to demand a grand philosophical answer. But quantum physics gives us something better. It gives us honesty. Quantum mechanics does not tell us what reality is. It tells us what reality does. It tells us how possibilities evolve, how interactions create facts, and how certainty emerges from uncertainty. And that distinction matters. Because the moment we demand a simple picture, little balls, tiny waves, hidden clocks ticking underneath, we step outside what nature is willing to provide. The universe says, here are the rules. If you want pictures, make them yourself. But don't confuse them with me. Let's review what we now know without fear. Nature is quantized. Change happens in discrete steps. Reality has pixels. Possibility is real. Before interaction, systems exist in superpositions, not ignorance, but genuine alternatives. Measurement is interaction. Facts are created when systems exchange information. Separation is not fundamental. Entangled systems form unified wholes, regardless of distance. Certainty is contextual. Properties exist only relative to interactions. That's quantum physics. No mysticism required. Now, here's the most important realization of all. Quantum mechanics is not strange because it is complicated. It is strange because we are large. Our brains evolved in a world where quantum effects average out, where superpositions collapse instantly, where entanglement disappears into the environment. We don't see quantum mechanics the same way fish don't see water. But remove the water, and suddenly the rules feel shocking. This is why Feynman once said, "I think I can safely say that nobody understands quantum mechanics." What he meant was not ignorance. He meant humility. Understanding quantum mechanics means accepting that the universe does not run on stories. It runs on structure, on mathematics, on probability, on consistency. And yet, this is not a cold universe. It is a deeply creative one, a universe where the future is not fully written, where outcomes are not fixed until interaction demands them, where reality is continuously becoming. Quantum mechanics doesn't remove wonder, it restores it. Now let's talk about you. Right now, atoms in your body are exchanging photons. Electrons are tunneling through barriers. Molecules exist in quantum states shaped by probabilities. You are not despite quantum mechanics. You are because of it. Every breath, every thought, every heartbeat depends on particles obeying rules that sound insane, but are flawlessly precise. So what should we take away from this? Not that reality is unknowable, but that knowledge has limits, and those limits are not failures, they are features. Quantum mechanics teaches us how to ask better questions, not what is really happening behind the scenes, but what can happen and with what likelihood. That's a profound shift. And here's the final truth. The universe is not obligated to be intuitive. It is obligated only to be consistent. Quantum mechanics is the most accurate theory humanity has ever produced, not because it feels right, but because it refuses to lie. It tells us the universe is subtle, relational, probabilistic, and astonishingly coherent. So when you walk out of here tonight, remember this. You don't need to understand quantum physics the way you understand a machine. You need to respect it the way you respect the ocean. You don't argue with it. You don't simplify it away. You learn how it moves, and you move with it. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the strange, beautiful, and honest story of quantum physics.